People who survived Hurricane Dorian in the hardest hit islands in the Bahamas are now trying to flee those islands, thousands heading to family or friends in Florida. But last night, over 150 were told to get off a ferry bound from Freeport for the U.S. Now, a local reporter said that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection blamed the ferry operator for failing to coordinate with government officials. The ship's crew told the reporter they were told people needed visas and identification. Meanwhile, it underscores how hard it is to know where people are, so many missing. Vanessa Pritchard-Ansell has founded the website DorianPeopleSearch.com. She joins us from Nassau in the Bahamas. Vanessa, this ferry incident does show how complicated this is.
You know, I think we all need to keep in mind that we're looking at a mass migration of people. When I say mass, that's 20% of the population of the Bahamas. People are displaced, and they're in some cases only have the shoes on their feet and the clothes on their backs, and they have no form of identification.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about people being asked to have their passports, they would have had to have their passport in their pocket when the hurricane hit, because their passport may be obliterated at this point.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this isn't just a Caribbean or Bahamas specific topic. This applies to the Eastern Seaboard. This applies to the Gulf. So DorianPeopleSearch.com came about because originally a Facebook group was created on the evening Hurricane Dorian was leaving the Abacos. I noticed on Facebook, on social media, people were asking the whereabouts of their loved ones. And I realized there needed to be a central location for these people to have these conversations and find comfort and connect with mutual friends, two people that are essentially trying to find the same person. Yeah. And I, as well, at the time was trying to find colleagues displaced by Dorian in the Abacos. I'm a real estate agent here in the Bahamas with Sotheby's, and we have offices throughout the Abacos. And so I started this group and thought I might be the only person still in this group and no one will have answered my question. Well, I was wrong. That group is almost grown to 12,500 people. From that, we realized there was a group of key volunteers, and one specifically named Mo Pastas, who came to me and said, "Vanessa, I created a website after Hurricane Irma in the British Virgin Islands, and I think we need to do the same." And so that's what we've done. We've created a centralized location where people can report their loved ones missing, status known, which has three meanings. The person is either safe, that could be safe with injuries, or it could mean deceased. We were very sensitive when we were building the website to not put the word deceased, because no one wants to find out that their loved one is no longer in this world by word of a website. And then that website also accommodates where people can mark critical evacuation needed, which in that case, we've streamlined our communication with the U.S. Embassy here in the Bahamas, as well as the Canadian Consulate in the Bahamas, as well as the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, where we all get an email notification when someone is listed as in need of critical evacuation. The website currently has 10,225 entries on it.
So these are people who are looking for other people. I understand you also have a team at airports and other areas to try to update the status. What's that team doing?
So what we've done is we've really tried to streamline our communications with boots on the ground here in Nassau. And so there is a NGO called Head Knowles that was formed after Hurricane Joaquin. And they have amazingly been able to have volunteers at the airport here in New Providence, Odyssey Aviation, where every evacuee that walks through that hangar, their information is taken. I am receiving that list so then I can continue to populate the website. And this is not just the Bahamian public. This is Canadians, Americans, Brazilians, Cubans, Brits. We're able to keep them updated with who is status known, who's status unknown, who's in need of critical evacuation. So that's just people working together, which is so important in the aftermath of any natural disaster.
It sounds terrific. I know you hope that this can be a template for what are going to be other disasters like this, but I'm imagining it can be heartbreaking because you see the knowns and you, in many cases, I'm sure, know what that means.
Yes, it has its highs and its lows. I had a high this morning where there's 5,056 people that are now status known on our website. And that outnumbers the status unknowns, which is at 5,042. So there's my high, and it's immediately followed by with a low that there are still 5,042 people that are status unknown and unaccounted for. It could be the case that that person is actually accounted for and it's just not been updated in our system. We are asking that people please not forget what an important tool this was in their darkest hours at the time that they did not know the status of their loved one. And please remember to go and make those updates.
Yeah. We wish you all the best. It's just been astonishing to see what's happened to some of the islands there. So we hope for knowns and the good knowns. That's Vanessa Pretchard-Anzel, founder of the website DorianPeopleSearch.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much for bringing awareness to the people displaced by Hurricane Dorian and to the Bahamas. I really, from the bottom of my heart as a Bahamian, I appreciate it.